Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Alaska, a vast remote wilderness twice the size of Texas.
You could walk for a year without seeing another person.
In one of the most mysterious corners of the globe.
Everything in your being is telling you to get the hell out of there.
This is a place hundreds of times more deadly than the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh my God!
Stories of alien abductions.
That was definitely something not from this world.
The paranormal, vanishing airplanes, and strange beasts.
Bigfoot could be anywhere in Alaska hiding out.
Have haunted those who dare set foot here.
Who's that? Now I feel like something's after me.
In the last 30 years, 16,000 people have disappeared without a trace.
In the vastness of this country, it's easy to be swallowed up in it.
Witnesses tell us their shocking stories.
I was horrified.
And we've gathered some of the world's leading experts in their field.
I wanted to go out and get the evidence myself and say, this is real. This stuff exists.
To try and unlock the mystery of the Alaska Triangle. Alaska is home to all manner of paranormal activity. Fearsome creatures roam the forests and lurk in the lakes and waterways. There are forces at work here unknown to man. But there's one story that, if true, dwarfs all others.
It is one of the biggest unsolved mysteries of my career.
And evidence is now coming to light of what could be one of the greatest military and government cover-ups.
Why would they hide this? Why would they bury this story?
It's a mystery that would spark an extraordinary conspiracy theory.
Why are more people interested in this, one of the biggest stories on the planet?
This is the story of the Dark Pyramid. Of all the extraordinary reports to have come out of Alaska, the most bizarre must be that somewhere in the wilderness there's a giant pyramid of unknown origin, the existence of which is known only to a few select people. Now, for the first time, key witnesses and experts have been brought together to dig deep into the mystery as we go in search of the Dark Pyramid of the Alaska Triangle.
Why haven't we heard about this before? This is the real deal.
The evidence they uncover is truly mind-blowing. The journey begins in Dayton, Ohio, over 2,000 miles from Alaska. It's a center of the defense and aeronautical industries. It's also home to former Army Chief Warrant Officer Doug Mutchler. For 15 years, Doug worked in U.S. counterintelligence.
Counterintelligence agent, investigated espionage terrorism against the United States.
In 1989, Doug was posted to Fort Richardson on the outskirts of Anchorage, Alaska. He had no idea then of the bizarre journey he was about to embark upon.
When I arrived in Alaska in 89, September, first thing you do is orientate yourself to your AO, area of operation. So I went and got some maps. So when I was putting the maps up, there was this one area. It was whited out. This area not surveyed to date. I'm looking at the whole of Alaska. I mean, that's a big place, and it's all been surveyed except this one area. And with my counterintelligence background, I was like, they're hiding something. It's not my business. And I let it go.
Doug was used to working on a need-to-know basis. But a few years later, an extraordinary event magnified his suspicions.
Move forward to 1992. I was sitting there watching TV in the orderly room, and there's a news program on. And they're talking about the detonation of a nuclear device in China. Part of the story was that geologists used that detonation to get a better picture of the crust and mantle of the Earth.
The news report stated that the explosion was so great that it sent shockwaves underground through the fabric of the Earth. These shockwaves traveled over 4,000 miles all the way to Alaska, where they were picked up by earthquake monitoring stations. By analyzing these waves, scientists could tell the density of the rock they passed through, and they detected what appeared to be an enormous subterranean structure shaped like a perfect pyramid.
They said in Alaska, a pyramid was found larger than the one in Giza.
The Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt is over 450 feet high. It's one of the most awe-inspiring feats of human engineering. And here was a news report stating that there was a pyramid bigger than this in Alaska, underground.
We got a pyramid larger than the one in Giza. They showed it on the map. And the whited out area I saw earlier in 89, they correlated. Same area. Which I thought was, oh my God, that's what they're hiding.
Andrew Goff is a writer and historian who's been looking into Doug's claims.
This is interesting. On May 22, 1992, the Chinese did detonate a massive underground nuclear bomb. It was the largest test they'd ever done, about 70 times bigger than Hiroshima. The U.S. and the Soviets had signed a treaty limiting the size of these tests, but the Chinese weren't part of that deal. Whether an underground pyramid was detected by analyzing seismic waves? Well, there's no independent proof of that. There's no record of it. But Doug Mutchler, a former counterintelligence figure, well-respected guy, why would he invent such a story? The location is vague, but it is somewhere out in the flat plains beyond Mount Denali in central Alaska.
Doug set his VCR to record the nightly news report he expected about the pyramid, a repeat of what he had seen on TV earlier. But there was nothing.
Why was it not on the news? Called my dad, who was a religious news watcher in the morning, noon, evening, late night. Said he didn't hear anything.
Doug knew he hadn't imagined the story, so the next day, he went to visit the local TV station that broadcast the news item to ask if he could see a copy of it.
He said, I don't know what you're talking about. We had no story like that.
The station manager denied broadcasting any such story.
He didn't know what I was talking about. That was it. That don't make no sense to me.
But before he left, Doug was approached by a more junior employee who had some astonishing information for him.
She said, two guys came in and took the tapes. I was stumped.
Two men, who were unknown to the employees, had confiscated the tapes. There was only one conclusion Doug could draw.
I thought, oh my God, they are burying it.
Doug Mutchler's story is really curious. There's this blank spot on the map. And then he sees a television news broadcast that says there's an underground pyramid that appears to be on the exact same spot. But before he can fix the location by recording the newscast, it's scrubbed. It's vanished. It never shows again. That is not just weird. That's really weird.
Jump forward a year, 1993. Doug's counterintelligence work took him east to Fort Meade, Maryland. Knowing that it was home to extensive military records, he introduced himself to the archivist.
And I thought, why not just ask him about Alaska, see if there's any archaeological stuff there. And he said, go down to such number, and it should be in the first or second drawer. Went into the second drawer, saw the Alaska folder, took it out, didn't know what it was, didn't know what it contained, but I brought it back, sat down. I wasn't sitting there more than a couple minutes, and these two guys come over. You're not authorized to to have that. And I was like, why not? It's just archaeological. You're not allowed to. If you don't have a need to know, you don't have a need to know. So you don't stick your nose in where it don't belong.
The big question for Doug was, why all the secrecy? He left it, but he couldn't forget it. The years went by. Then, eventually, in 2012, he reached out for help. Linda Moltenhau is an investigative journalist based thousands of miles away in central New Mexico.
I received an email from a man named Doug Mutchler. He said, there is something underground in Alaska that was public in 1992, and somebody didn't want the world to know. He's puzzled and suspicious, and he did have my attention. So I began making phone calls. I was reaching out, trying to find anybody who might have information about a pyramid that was discovered by that nuclear experiment in 92.
It wasn't long before Linda received a mysterious, anonymous phone call in support of Doug's claims.
I get a call from a man on the East Coast about how there was a huge pyramid underground in Alaska of such age no one knows.
To this day, Linda doesn't know the identity of the mystery caller, but he clearly had inside knowledge. He even gave the pyramid a name, the Dark Pyramid.
He said it was a black, solid black stone. That's why they called it the Dark Pyramid.
We don't know who the caller was, but he appears to know what he's talking about. For a start, he knows that it was made of stone, he knows that it was black, and he knows the exact size.
This big, dark pyramid is 550 feet from the base to the top.
A 550-foot pyramid made of dark stone, buried underground, which was being investigated secretly by the military. She didn't know it then, but Linda was about to hear some extraordinary firsthand evidence. It was to become the most astonishing story of her career.
In my mind, this is the largest, biggest archaeological find in history. I mean, all of history.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
In 2012, investigative journalist Linda Moltenhau began to receive reports of a mysterious underground pyramid somewhere in the middle of the Alaska Triangle. Her curiosity had been triggered by the evidence of a former soldier and counterintelligence operative, Doug Mutchler. Then, in 2013, Linda received an email from this man, radio host and fellow journalist Bruce Pearson. He had an extraordinary story to tell.
The first I had ever heard of the Dark Pyramid was in 1978. I was living in New Mexico, just finished the bachelor's degree, and I got a call from my father, who was teaching in northern Alaska.
Bruce's father, a World War II vet, was working in a school in a remote location, and Bruce could tell by the tone in his father's voice that something extraordinary had happened.
And said, hey, I got to tell you about this experience I had. guys came through on a helicopter, and we got talking, and it turned out they were taking some important pieces of equipment out to a secret base near Mount Denali.
A secret base? These guys actually told Lee Pearson that they were taking him to a secret base in the Alaska Triangle. And what's so compelling about this story is that Lee is a teacher and a military veteran himself, and he's relaying the story to his son. So why would he make it up?
At over 20,000 feet, Mount Denali is the highest mountain in North America and in the middle of a huge wilderness of over 6 million acres. More people live in one block in New York City than live on the hundreds of miles of plains beyond Mount Denali.
Then something extraordinary happened. Because Bruce's father is ex-forces, the team on the chopper invite him along on their journey to the secret base.
After flying to the limit of the helicopter's range, they reached their mysterious destination.
They landed in a rather barren spot. Guys with black uniforms and no insignias on took the stuff off the helicopter. They didn't even shut down the turbines.
Black uniforms with no insignia? That's pretty weird. It's like something out of a James Bond film. Who were these people? Where were they from? All we can surmise, it was something very covert and very secret.
While there, Doug's father overheard some talk between the uniformed men and the pilot.
They said that there was some underground facility that the military was trying to investigate. They didn't know who had built it, what it was, but it was an underground pyramid, and that it was pretty hush-hush.
An underground pyramid! Just like Doug Mutchler had seen on the TV news. Now that is intriguing, to say the least.
The exact location was still unknown. But now, Linda Moulton Howe had two named witnesses to the Dark Pyramid. But who built it and what for? It seemed that even the military didn't have the answers. Then, in 2017, Linda received an email that contained some extraordinary revelations.
I got an email from a woman who has requested to remain anonymous, but she was having remote viewing experiences. And she said to me that she felt she was going out of body at night and that she was going into Alaska, that she saw structures that might have something to do with my dark pyramid investigation.
A woman was having psychic experiences and had traveled in her mind to the dark pyramid.
Human beings can have something happen in their life in which some part can go into remote viewing and what begins to come out as a picture.
With remote viewing, the mind travels to a specific geographic location, and with intensive focus, a mental picture is drawn. It sounds far-fetched, but it's a technique that has been taken extremely seriously at some very high levels. In fact, in the 1980s, the CIA employed remote viewers as psychic spies to travel in their minds to set points in the Soviet Union and report back on what they saw. This top-secret initiative even had a name: Project Stargate. Hugh Newman is a writer and researcher from England who's been looking into the remote viewing claims made by Linda's psychic witness.
So the experience that this woman had when she had an out-of-body experience and went down into the ground and witnessed this pyramid is something that the CIA have been using for decades, and it does work.
In fact, the experience of Linda's new witness was so vivid that she was able to draw sketches and make computer diagrams of her experience.
So the first one is quite interesting, and it shows a small building, and then she was led into that. And if we look at the next image, there was a long staircase going down, down, down with a whole group of people. Then she arrived at an elevator, And this went down much further into the ground, possibly down to 150 feet or so below the surface. And then she was led into this room. It almost looks like some kind of lab or military facility. She kind of zoomed in to looking through the window, and you'd see this black sloping wall, which is one side of the pyramid itself.
And she knew it was a pyramid structure. She knew it was made out of black stone.
An underground black stone pyramid, just as Doug Mutchler and Bruce Pearson had stated, and just as had been reported to Linda by the anonymous caller. And around the solid pyramid, a complex network of tunnels and underground chambers. But the biggest surprise was still to come.
Perhaps the most dramatic testimony that came out of her out-of-body experience, her visit to the pyramid psychically, was the fact that the guide, the leader who was taking them down to look at the pyramid, was not human.
She had a clear understanding that it wasn't human. It was a humanoid in charge, but it was not Homo sapiens sapiens.
Now, for the first time, things begin to fall into place. There's an alien connection. The Dark Pyramid is super advanced alien technology, and they have humans working on it with them.
And a final image is really interesting, and it shows what looks like energy coming out from the central area of the Black Pyramid itself.
This gives a clue as to the purpose of the pyramid. The woman said that it was a source of power. It emits energy, and for a very specific reason.
Why it was here was to energize UFO discs that would fly over the vertex, and they would get charged. Its function has been energy restoring for UFO craft.
The whole system is actually an energy generator. It absorbs energy from the Earth and from the cosmos and recharges it and pumps it out to power the crafts of the otherworldly beings who are coming in and out of our atmosphere.
The pyramid is an underground alien power generator? This is simply astonishing.
If this spot in the middle of the Alaska Triangle is where alien craft come to be recharged, then this could explain the large number of UFOs seen in the state. Over 6,500 sightings have been reported. One of the most famous encounters was in 1986, when the crew of a Japanese airline flight watched in horror as two UFOs taunted their plane. And in 2003, in a deserted section of the triangle, an entire squadron of UFOs appeared. Linda's psychic witness could have been drawn to an alien stop-off point, perhaps the only one on Earth, perhaps even the only one in our part of the cosmos. The psychic traveler may even have inadvertently stumbled across the answer to an age-old mystery. What was the purpose of the ancient pyramids?
Even though nothing about her story and her dealing with humanoid ETs can be proved, she can't prove it, I think it is worth considering.
Writer and researcher Johnny Enoch heard about Linda's investigation. As well as being a clinical hypnotherapist, Johnny is an expert on ancient consciousness and ancient technologies. He immediately saw how the Dark Pyramid could relate to his research.
When I first learned about the Dark Pyramid, I got very excited because I saw connections to other sites I'd been investigating. I've been researching pyramids around the world, and we find pyramids on both sides of the Atlantic. We find them in Egypt, we find them in China, we find them in Indonesia. They're all over the world.
It's Johnny's view that all these pyramids were built to serve a purpose, and that is to tap into the natural energy of the Earth.
There's an energy grid on our planet. Now, these have been traditionally called ley lines. The Earth is equipped with these naturally. The ancients knew how to tap into that using pyramids and obelisks, which were nothing more than magnifiers of that energy.
This theory has pyramids as ancient power stations. And an underground pyramid would be no exception.
I believe the Dark Pyramid is an advanced form of ancient technology that was used by a civilization that was here a very long time ago.
Hugh Newman agrees that the woman who had the out-of-body experience could have been witnessing something from another era.
So these out-of-body experiences that people have can traverse time and space, so they could project back into the past, the present, or even the future. So this pyramid could go back thousands of years.
What's so mind-blowing is that this suggests a connection between the ancients and the aliens in Alaska. Ancient pyramid technology could have been brought to Alaska from beings from another world, from another planet, and that could explain what we're seeing with the Dark Pyramid.
Linda Moulton Howe agrees. In her view, the alien presence on Earth goes back a long way before mankind's.
Alien intelligences have been working on our planet for millions of years. And here is their power machine for everything they're doing.
If this is for real, it could be one of the biggest stories that's ever broken.
If the Alaska Triangle's Dark Pyramid is some kind of ancient or alien power station, it begs many questions. Who built it? How did they build it? How did it work?
And so the fact that we've got something like this potentially buried under the ground in Alaska is absolutely astonishing and suggests a connection between us and these otherworldly beings.
Having made another appeal for help on her website, investigative journalist Linda Moulton Howe had a breakthrough.
A retired Navy captain got in touch with me and sent me maps and photos, a whole bunch of them.
At first, the reason was unclear, but one small patch of ground was highlighted.
There is a rectangular patch. It's much different than the surrounding, and it's geometric. That's what I've been looking for, anything that would be geometric, because nature doesn't work in 90-degree angles.
Could this be the site of the Dark Pyramid? Armed with this new information, Bruce Pearson, son of a key eyewitness, is going to try to find the pyramid. And he's enlisted the help of experienced bush pilot Eric Rovey.
So the coordinates you gave me are right out here. Okay, here we are in Healy, a little more than 100 miles away. This is Denali National Park. It's about the same size as Vermont, New Hampshire. So we're going to cut across the outer range and basically head straight out to see what we can find. Let's do it.
We're going to rig a plane up with a number of cameras so that we can document anything that we may not see with our eyes during the actual event. I think it's important to note that where we're going is probably one of the most remote places in North America.
I think one of the things we're seeing here, which goes without saying, but until you're out here and see the vastness of this, it's not hard to hide something.
No.
It's hard to find something.
It's a two-hour flight across this huge wilderness to the area in question. Any man-made scars on the land here could be signs of the secret military base that Bruce's father witnessed. But out here, there seems to be no sign of mankind at all. Then, Eric spots something.
Looks like kind of a clearing over here to the right that might be...
Let's go over to the top of that and see what it is.
Kind of interesting.
Look at how squared off that looks. It's very straight lines on that far.
It is. That's pretty interesting.
That's pretty amazing. That is... It's unusual to say the least.
It looks like an old man-made clearing. Could this be evidence of what was once secret underground activity?
Go back over that spot again.
Yeah.
That's not natural. That is not natural.
And then, what looks like the mark of an old road.
You can see the trail there.
There's nothing on the map in this area, and there never has been. The nearest road is nearly 100 miles away. But next, something even more astonishing. An overgrown airstrip. This old airstrip is unknown even to Eric, who's been flying all over the Alaskan bush for 20 years.
It's not really evidence of human occupation or activity. I'm fascinated, man. I mean, I never thought we were going to find something like that.
This evidence is new. It's clear that something, at some time, was going on here. Right in the area given to Linda Moulton Howe as the location of the Dark Pyramid.
I was shocked and pretty psyched to find these types of pieces of evidence that are real evidence. This is not speculation or we think it looks like it.
In fact, these are just the kind of markings that the secret base described by Bruce's father would leave behind.
There's some answers that need to be found for this stuff. There's definitely something out there.
The story of the Dark Pyramid is both shocking and profound. And for Linda Moulton Howe, the most intriguing of her career.
I wanted to be able to report the truth to my fellow human beings as honest truth as I possibly ever could. And that's been my guide.
Multiple witnesses, government secrecy, remote viewing revelations, and signs of secret activity in the most remote corner of Alaska. The evidence for the Dark Pyramid's existence is captivating. But for now, the truth remains hidden deep in the Alaska Triangle and shrouded in mystery. In the vast wilderness of Alaska, nature is a force to be reckoned with. Temperatures are extreme, the weather unpredictable. And the behavior of the animals is equally volatile. Fish fall from the sky and dead birds litter the beaches. Is the abundant wildlife itself being affected by the forces of the triangle?
Something's going on. The Alaska Triangle behaves in strange ways, and there's many, many accounts of animals just behaving in the strangest capacity and without any logical explanation. It's truly bizarre.
The wildlife of Alaska is diverse and often extraordinary. Here, the brown bears and moose are the biggest in the world, and the behavior of these animals is determined by what's around them.
If there is some kind of force or energy at work in this Alaska Triangle, which it seems there is, it just makes sense that this phenomenon would affect the animals.
In June 2015, in Fairbanks, right in the middle of the triangle, these strange-looking eel-like fish called lampreys fell on the streets of the city.
These creatures are vampire fish. They attach themselves to the body of other fish and suck their blood. Now, they're rarely seen and hardly ever caught. And here they are falling from the sky. How can that be? People must have been not only mystified, but terrified.
A few months after this bizarre event, thousands of dead seabirds washed up in Whittier on Alaska's southern coast.
We started noticing MERS, seabird die-off. They did a count out here, and there were at least hundreds of thousands dead throughout this area.
They were floating in the harbor. They were floating everywhere here in town. It was so devastating because there was absolutely nothing you could do to help them.
Around the same time, there was an even more mysterious tragedy. At a Fognak, just above Kodiak Island, at least 10 whales all died at the same time, and nobody knows why. John Moran is a marine biologist from Juneau who's a specialist in whale behavior.
We did notice in the winter of 2014-2015, herring and krill started to disappear from our surveys. We thought that was a little bit weird. The whale's behavior was weird. The spring of 2015, that's when we started seeing the dead animals washing up. It was, yeah, kind of a mystery. We couldn't really figure out what was going on.
So there are these bizarre examples of animal deaths in Alaska. I've seen it myself. We just can't explain it. It's as if some elemental force has taken them over.
In 2019, it was the turn of the seals. 60 washed up dead, Bizarrely, some were found to have lost all their hair.
What's going on? I mean, it's really weird. There are many examples of animals behaving in strange ways in Alaska. I mean, look at this. This photo I've been sent of 35,000 walruses gathered on a beach in western Alaska. 35,000. That's unheard of. That's 7 times more than had ever been seen before, all in one place. I mean, what strange forces are luring them onto this beach? We just don't know.
For John, any unusual event in nature is a sign that something's wrong and we need to pay attention.
Something happened. The exact cause, we don't know. This is a warning for something coming.
You have to wonder, what's behind this? We know that there are strange, unexplained electromagnetic forces at play in the Alaska Triangle. Now, science says that these forces impact both human and wildlife, and thus can we conclude, or at least speculate, that this truly bizarre animal behavior that we're seeing in Alaska might be due to these same electromagnetic forces.
Because of its proximity to the North Pole, the electromagnetic field in Alaska is hugely powerful. It's the solar wind coming up against this that causes the aurora borealis. Could this electromagnetism be the cause of strange animal behavior in the Alaska Triangle?
So in humans, we already know that electromagnetic energy affects the central nervous system. There have been studies where people have been subjected to high doses of electromagnetic radiation in an MRI, and it affects them in a negative way. It can cause hallucinations, confusion, anxiety.
And in Alaska, this electromagnetism is so strong, it can have visible effects. Mike Ricksecker is a paranormal investigator who's conducted experiments using his own body.
Alaska in general is a very volatile area with all the earthquakes, the volcanoes. You have the proximity to the North Pole, magnetic north, all this swelling of the electromagnetic activity. It is affecting your body.
Here in the Alaska Triangle, the strong electromagnetic forces flow through Mike's body to the dowsing rods, causing them to move at particular hot spots. And if it affects the body, it affects the mind.
That release of energy can affect people's mood swings and could drastically affect a person. This location seems to have a lot of potency.
And if it affects humans, why not animals?
It makes sense. If animals are subjected to this kind of energy, that they too could have some kind of change in their personality or behavior. So now the question is, if there are these strange forces affecting animals, could this in turn be dangerous to humans when we run into these animals?
For Andrew Goff, the answer is clearly yes.
When animals behave weirdly, it could be a little dangerous or very dangerous, and most certainly is contributing to the large number of people who go missing in the Alaska Triangle. So if these forces are having an impact on the minds of animals, then really there's nothing we can do about it but just be prepared for it.
Whatever strange forces are at work, the animals themselves are bearing the brunt. It's as if the mysteries of the Alaska Triangle go beyond nature. Perhaps that's why it's such a special, if hazardous, place.